Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Monday, July 20th, 2026. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Backblaze. Leading off today, back in 2024, the U.S. Department of Justice filed a lawsuit against Apple, accusing the company of having a quote-unquote smartphone monopoly. Apple has voiced its opposition to the case many times over the last 2 years, arguing that the lawsuit threatens the very principles that set the iPhone apart. Now, a new report from Bloomberg says that the DOJ and Apple are in talks to settle the lawsuit. The report explains that Apple has made multiple offers this year to the Justice Department to bring the case to a close. Settlement discussions between the DOJ and companies can end without an agreement being reached, and the report cautions that there's no guarantee that the two will actually come to terms. Still, however, those talks are active and ongoing. The DOJ's antitrust lawsuit focuses on five major aspects of the iPhone experience: so-called super applications, cloud streaming games, third-party messaging apps, third-party smartwatches, and third-party digital wallets. Apple has made genuine changes to the iPhone over the last 2 years to address some of the DOJ's concerns. That includes things like supporting RCS in the Messages app, a new Mini Apps partner program in the App Store for those super apps, and broadening access to the iPhone's NFC chip. Whether those changes are enough to appease the DOJ remains to be seen, but as Bloomberg explains, there is also a political factor here. The Justice Department under Trump has sought to settle many of the antitrust cases filed by the previous administration. The Justice Department has pushed for settlements, viewing them as a way to save taxpayer dollars and bring more immediate relief to consumers than litigation that can last for years. Ultimately, if Apple and the DOJ can reach a settlement, it'd be a huge weight off John Ternus's shoulders when he takes over as Apple CEO in September. Next up today, a new story from Mark Gurman says that Apple is preparing to unveil a new OLED iPad mini as early as this fall, with a release planned for as soon as October. The OLED iPad mini has been rumored a number of times over the past couple of years, and it sounds like it will finally come to fruition here in just a few months. But one tidbit that remains unclear is whether this OLED iPad mini will also get ProMotion with support for up to 120 Hz refresh rate. Last week, a supply chain source on Weibo said that while the iPad mini will indeed get OLED, it will remain fixed to a 60 Hz refresh rate. The report from Mark Gurman doesn't say one way or another beyond the OLED component. Meanwhile, Gurman also reports that a new entry-level iPad is slated for a release as early as the first calendar quarter of next year. The main change here will be a faster processor than any sort of design overhaul. Apple is also working on new 11-inch and 13-inch iPad Airs set for spring of next year, as well as new iPad Pro models set for the same time period. And finally, as we talked about last week, Apple is also working on new Apple Pencils to launch alongside this new iPad hardware. We're sponsored this week by Backblaze. If you're building apps, editing video, or managing client work on your Mac, your files change constantly. iCloud keeps everything in sync across devices, which is great for access. Time Machine gives you a local backup. Backblaze adds automatic off-site backup with version history, so you can restore earlier versions or recover everything after a drive failure. You install it once, and it just works in the background. For anyone who depends on their Mac every day, that complete setup makes the most sense. Start your free trial today at backblaze.com/9to5Mac and use code 9to5daily for 20% off. My thanks to Backblaze for supporting the show. Running out today, Apple has increased the price of Apple Music in the United States and other countries. Apple has also increased the price of select Apple One bundles. Apple Music's individual plan now costs $12 per month, a $1 increase. The family plan for Apple Music now costs $20 per month, a $3 increase. And the student plan has also gone up by $1 from $6 to $7. As for Apple One, the individual plan is unchanged, while the family plan has gone up by $2 to $28 per month, and the Premier plan has gone up by $2 to $40 per month. These price increases for Apple Music come after Spotify announced its own round of price hikes earlier this year. Even with this week's price changes to Apple Music, it remains cheaper than Spotify. In fact, this is the first price increase for Apple Music in almost 4 years. Apple last raised prices for the service in October of 2022, when Apple Music went from $10 to $11 per month. Apple also increased Apple One prices then as well. Apple increased the price for Apple TV, Apple Arcade, and Apple News Plus in October of 2023, including the same corresponding Apple One bundles. Apple TV then saw another price increase last August, but Apple One prices remained unchanged at that time. In a statement to 9to5Mac, Apple attributed these new Apple Music price increases to rising licensing costs. The company said, quote, "As a result of rising licensing costs, Apple Music is increasing its subscription prices beginning today," end quote. As a refresher, the base Apple One tier includes iCloud Plus with 50 gigabytes of storage, as well as Apple TV, Apple Music, and Apple Arcade. The family plan for Apple One lets up to 5 people access iCloud Plus with 200 gigabytes of storage, as well as Apple TV, Apple Music, and Apple Arcade, while the Apple One Premier plan that now costs $40 per month offers 2 terabytes of iCloud Plus, as well as TV, Music, Arcade, Fitness Plus, and News Plus, all of which can be shared with up to 5 people. These price increases will go into effect after your next billing cycle for Apple Music or Apple One, and for new subscribers, they're in effect as of today. That wraps up another episode of 9to5Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5Mac.com. Find an ad-free version of the show at 9to5Mac.com/join for $5 a month or $50 a year. You can follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5Mac Daily.